From Georgia Public Broadcasting, it's On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Father's Day is this Sunday, and today we're talking to Georgia fathers and mothers about the ideas and issues of being a dad. More than 15,000 children across Georgia look to foster parents to fill that role. And that number came to us from the United Methodist Children's Home. It's a foster care agency which places children, and so does our guest. Brett Hillesheim is marketing coordinator. He's fostered 18 children in addition to his two biological daughters. Brett, welcome.
Thank you.
So you and your wife started fostering children in 2012, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Five kids now, right?
Seven total.
Well, you have two biological children.
How did you
become involved in the foster care system?
It was always something my wife and I had thought about doing, but we went to church one day, and it was in the bulletin, and we thought, well, maybe we should do this, and then we read it, and we thought, no, and then we went back to it again, and we talked about it, and it was actually our daughter who ended up convincing us.
Huh, that's interesting, because that is often an issue for parents who are adopting foster children. That, you know, their kids might be reticent. Let's listen. This is a clip from the NBC TV show This Is Us, and the character is Randall in his scene. He's talking with his biological child about fostering another daughter.
You will always be my number one. And you will live with me till you're 25. And even after you move out, you will have dinner with me once a week in your fancy office, and you will tell me everything.
Okay. I like fostering.
So worked out well there, or it sounds that way. Maybe the idea is good, but how do they integrate into the family, the kids?
It's tough. You know, every kid is different. There's a transition period with every kid. You're taking your set family, your established traditions and rules, and you're bringing somebody new into that. And that always adds some chaos for a while.
Who spent the most time with you as far as foster care children are involved?
As far as ones who never ended up leaving or who ended up leaving, we had a set of boys for 8 months.
So you said you adopted kids. Do you actually adopt them?
Yeah.
Do a lot of foster parents do that?
It happens more often than you'd think. About 70% of kids who come into the foster home go back to their biological family, but about 30% end up available for adoption.
Well, that is one of the things that, you know, we hear about the foster system. There are news items about, you know, kids getting abused in the foster care system, of people fostering kids to make money. Is this system actually working?
As far as protecting kids, most kids are protected. You get those outliers, but those outliers ultimately end up leading to better policy, and kids get more protected because something happens. The system works; it responds.
How did they determine a fit within a family?
It's a long process. So you either foster with a county or with a private agency, and it's a 25-hour training period to be approved to be a foster parent, state-mandated training, and you get to know your agency and the people placing the kids, and they get to know you as a family.
So what is the range of ages of foster children that you've adopted?
So we've adopted five, and their current ages are 10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
So were they some of those in that early 2012 stage? I mean, how young were they when you first got them?
Yeah, our daughter came to us in 2013.
Okay, so I just said you first got them. you went to the foster care store. What is the proper term? How do you talk about it?
They were placed with us.
Okay. Do they call you dad?
Oh, yeah.
All the kids, even if they're not adopted?
Yeah, usually. Most kids, there's an adjustment period, but kids want to be like the other kids in the household. So hearing my daughters call us mom and dad, they call us mom and dad.
What are some of the challenges of being a foster parent?
What are some of the challenges? There's so many. But in the end, it's all about the kids and giving them a place. It's going to be rough. Placements are hard. Sometimes working within the system can be hard. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about giving a kid a home.
Hmm. There are 15,000 kids in foster care in Georgia. Is that number higher than other states?
Yeah, that number is pretty high. Georgia has had a significant increase in foster kids entering the foster care system in recent years.
What's going on?
There's all sorts of reasons. There's changes in laws. There's the opioid drug crisis. There's changes in mandatory reporting. There's lots of different factors converging and causing more kids to come into the system.
You know, Brett, you and your wife have sons of color, so you're a white man. What are the challenges there about teaching them about their identity?
Yeah, so actually all of our kids are kids of color, all of our adopted children. And so there's a huge learning curve there, because my kids will experience things that I never had to experience and I never will experience. And so we have to learn about cultural appropriateness, finding them Black role models, people that they can turn to as they get older and they experience stuff that we just will never experience as white people.
Were you inspired by your father when it came to raising your own kids?
Definitely, yeah, yeah. I love my dad. He was always the calm one coming home, but he was also the one that you didn't want to make mad.
Brett Hillesheim, thank you so much for staying with us.
Thank you.
Brett Hillesheim is from Atlanta's United Methodist Children's Home. It's an agency that places foster children. He has fostered 18 children in the last few years. Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.